not always popular. He might be his own worst enemy, but I think when he settles into what he needs to do, he's good at it.
Donald Trump, he's not everybody's cup of tea, but I would much rather my president be a jerk and get the job done instead of hold my hand, pat me on the head, and then destroy all my hopes and dreams. And I feel like that's what the Democrats do.
We go down the same road. He gets a little bit antsy sometimes, and some of his remarks, I go, you might not have done that. But it still comes out, he did what he said he was going to do. And when he gets through cleaning the swamp, we'll be a whole lot better off.
Do you think that he needs another 4 years to clean up the swamp?
Oh, most definitely. And if I can get his vice president to go 8-4, we'd be in good shape.
Honestly, the economy was the biggest issue. And just all the corrupt people in our government today, it's just not a good way to run a system. And he's been clearing them out, you know, slowly. And he's been proving them wrong. And they've been trying to do as much as they can to get him out. And he's still in office. So after an impeachment, after them threatening Russian collusion, and after, I mean, this whole pandemic, after the rioting, everything, he's still been able to keep the economy steady. So.
If you really think about it, you don't like your dad. So, of course, you're not going to like the president, but he's been the most honest one. There's, as far as I can remember, he's the only president that said what he was going to do and actually accomplished it. He did everything he said he was going to do. So I don't know if people like to be lied to by the president, or they just can't handle the truth of a president.
The main issues that I care about now is the cities that I go to. My city, where I have a home in Las Vegas, I watch people riot and destroy these cities that I spent my active duty career on in California. Tore up anywhere from San Diego all the way up to Seattle. And you could probably even include Vancouver, BC too. Just tore up with radicals, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Marxists, just tearing up our cities, driving businesses away, and basically creating havoc, man. Just creating hate and discontent in our country. It's just really horrible. I'm glad I escaped it to come here to Northwest Florida, where you're not going to see that.
Well, I actually think what he says he's going to do, he tries to do. And before the COVID came along, the economy was good in a fixed income. The stock market was doing well. There were a lot of good positive things that, you know, I believe he strived to change some things that made that happen. And so once we get through this COVID thing, I'm hoping that he'll be around to continue his good work.